Artificial Intelligence, Robots, Applications, and Machine Learning in a Nutshell by John Adamson. Narrated by Casey Logan. Chapter 1, Q&A about AI. Here are some things you may question before we say anything else about artificial intelligence. Number 1, what is the meaning of AI? For many years, several descriptions of AI have been suggested. Because AI comes from a complicated set of technologies, there are multiple ways to specify it. Maybe the most common and accurate way to specify it is as a way of computerized systems examining data to be able to make choices like a human would. Here is a definition of AI from the European Union. AI describes that shows smart behavior. By analyzing their environment, they can perform various jobs with some degree of independence to attain particular objectives. One of the primary advantages of AI is that it can examine far more information than a human could. It can also dive deeper into the information with far more accuracy than an individual, and that makes AI a powerful tool for us to use as we make choices about our daily lives. AI is driven by data. In fact, it could not exist without a huge amount of information. If you're thinking about using artificial intelligence within your own business, you should think about the types of internal and external information that you have access to, and how to find and gather additional high-quality information that could be used to create artificial intelligence systems to perform different jobs. You may also want to see the meaning of AI by Wikipedia. Number 2. Who coined the term AI? The term AI actually returns many decades, going back to the year 1955, when John McCarthy initially coined the term. The concept was so interesting that just 1 year later in 1956, he joined with others to develop the first AI conference. As you can imagine, at the time, there was much less information available, which is essential for AI to be able to operate properly. For this reason, it has only been just recently that AI technologies have been able to progress in the effective tools that we see them today. Today, the majority of business advantages of AI come from a subfield known as deep learning, which uses huge quantities of data in order to evaluate it, discover patterns, and help people and businesses to make better decisions. You may like to see this deep learning course by Fast AI. Number 3. Does AI exist? Most people were first exposed to the idea of AI from Hollywood films, long before they ever began seeing it in their day-to-day lives. And this implies that many individuals misunderstand the technology. When they think about common examples that they've seen in motion pictures or television programs, they may not recognize that the killer robots they have seen were created to sell emotional storylines and drive the show business, instead of to show the real state of AI innovation. The idea of artificial intelligence can also make people anxious, especially if they're stressed that they might lose their jobs to AI tools. Just because of these fears, there is a lot of fake news and false information that gets spread about AI. AI does exist and is already being used in many markets. Because it is developing so quickly, it can be hard for us to imagine the ultimate effect it will have on our world. At this moment, artificial intelligence is very good at dealing with very narrow tasks, evaluating information and making precise choices based on the data. However, it isn't always very good at doing several types of jobs at once. This is called narrow AI. For instance, AI is very good at successfully driving a vehicle, as self-driving car technologies have shown. In fact, it could be better at doing so than the average human. By using the same AI tool for scam security, and many banks, as banks are starting to do, would not work. While you can develop an artificial intelligence tool to go extremely deeply into one task, it can't normally do two very different things at the exact same time. General AI, which refers to AI having the ability to do multiple things at once, is actually something which professionals have been forecasting for several years. Nonetheless, based upon my own research, I really believe it could take several years, even decades, to completely achieve this. So for now, we should concentrate on bringing narrow AI.